Hi, this is a dictation for patient Alicia Cook, A-L-S-I-A-C-L-A-R-K. Alicia Clark, sorry. Date of service is 4/28/2021. Date of birth is 9/28/1972. Date of accident is 5/31/2024. The patient presents for the issues emanating from her automobile accident, dated 5/25/2024, when she was rear-ended as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches, neck pain, upper back pain, lower back pain, pain in both the arms, colis fracture of the left wrist, severe pain in both legs, swelling, and both knees pain. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy off and on. She has had multiple other issues, like she is a patient of Addison's disease and is on steroids. She has a blood clot problem. And then she also had a surgery for the hiatal hernia and many other issues that popped up, many other complications that happened. She has been off and on for the treatment and not very regularly. At this time, her fracture in the left hand is all healed up. Addison's disease is being controlled by steroid. Hiatal hernia is all healed up, and she goes to hospital in and out. She's on Eliquis and Ubrelvy for headaches and Nurtec for headaches, and many other medications she's on, like Buspar, Mitigare, Remeron, R-E-M-E-R-O-N, Losartan, L-O-S-A-R-T-O-N, Eliquis, E-L-O-Q-U-I-S, Adderall she's taking for mood, not from us, Norvasc for blood pressures, and then hydrochlorothiazide and Elavil, Xyloprim also, Albuterol, and Antivert, multiple medications. Her pain remains the same with the ongoing headaches, the pain in the front of the chest, the back part of the upper back, including both shoulders, lower back, the front of the pelvic area, to the both lower legs. She also reports of pain in the right arm involving all the fingers and left wrist area and left hand area. Overall pain is 9. ADLs are affected 9. 10% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues for substance abuse and compliance system. A list of medication is being enclosed with this visit for the review and for the record keeping. So the blood pressure is 215/146. Pulse is 70. Pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam remains the same. Previous visit was 4/14/2025, dictation number 0414-092. Plan is to continue the physical therapy for her. The physical therapy order was provided last time, which is continuing for, physical therapy was on hold due to the patient being on Eliquis and a risk for blood clot and also bleeding. And she is currently off work, hospital replacement, attended care for 4 hours, and transportation has been ordered. She reports she's unable to do any ADLs. Thank you. Percocet, 7.5 milligram twice a day has been ordered for her to continue, and she'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.